Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. If you're like me, you love surprises. Of course, what makes a surprise is the fact that it comes when you least expect it. That's what happens to Wit and Connie on today's Adventure in Odyssey. I don't want to say any more, though. I might spoil the surprise. Find out about it for yourself when today's adventure begins right after this. Chicago, the windy city. Wit and Connie have just flown in from Odyssey and are about to step into an adventure involving some familiar but not very friendly faces.
The baggage claim's over this way, Connie.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all right? You're not sick from the flight, are you? The turbulence is always bad coming into Chicago.
No. I'm just looking at the size of this airport. I've been to the one in Los Angeles, but this...
Well, O'Hare is one of the biggest airports in the world.
I can believe that.
All the biggest airlines fly here. The terminal covers miles. It's so big, the baggage claim is in a different time zone.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Well, it's just so enormous, that's all.
Wait till you see the Sears Tower.
Thanks for asking me to come with you, Wit. I've always wanted to see Chicago from somewhere other than a bus window.
Eugene came with me on one of these trips. Seemed only fair that you should come on one, too. Well, at least that's what you kept telling me.
Well, it's just that you keep having these meetings here about writing your encyclopedia, and I thought it would be interesting to see what happens, that's all.
I'm not writing an encyclopedia. I'm just one of the number of people who compile the information.
And you also happen to be the man who owns the company that publishes it.
Well, I'll try to make the trip as exciting for you as I can.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, officer?
Step over to this table, please.
Huh?
This way.
What?
Well, what's going on?
Random security check. May I ask you what's in that bag you're carrying?
Well, it's my laptop computer. I write on it when I travel.
Uh-huh. Would you place it on the table and open it up, please?
What do you think?
Just relax, Connie. Of course, officer. There.
Is it battery operated?
It's both AC and DC.
Would you turn it on so I can see something on the screen, please?
Sure.
Hey, what are you checking for? Bombs? Drugs? Bootleg tapes of the Praise Kids in concert?
Connie,
this is your laptop? No one asked you to carry it for them?
Well, that's correct. I've had it by my side ever since leaving my house in Odyssey this morning.
All right, you can close it up now. I'm going to give you a pass so you won't be stopped again. There you go. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
That's quite all right.
Don't you want to look in my purse, too?
No, ma'am. What we're looking for is too big to fit in your purse.
Well, what are you looking for, officer?
As I said, sir, it's just a random security check.
On incoming passengers? I don't think so. What's really going on here?
I probably shouldn't. Well, you'll hear it on the news anyway. We're searching for a stolen computer. One that looks exactly like yours.
All this hassle for a computer? What's it made of? Gold?
I really can't say anything more, if you'll excuse me.
Do things like this always happen to you when you come on these trips?
No, this is the first time.
Oh, great. Make me feel welcome, why don't you?
Well, then you just step aside and I'll grab it.
There it is! Don't miss it!
Oh, what did you pack in this thing here? We're only staying a couple of days, you know.
Just brought a few things.
A few? Thank goodness this thing is on rollers. It weighs like you stuffed everything you own in it.
Not everything. I didn't bring my stereo.
Well, that's good thinking.
What now?
Well, we go out front and we find the van to our hotel.
The hotel sends a van for us?
Well, it's the world-famous Excelsior Hotel. Service is their first priority, or whatever the ad says. They have a shuttle every 15 minutes. Come on. Hey, this is really something.
What?
Call the police. Whatever was on that stolen computer must have been pretty important. Oh, there's our shuttle, Connie. Let's hurry. Hold that van. Oh, we're going to miss it.
Hey, wait for it!
I knew I brought you along for a good reason, Connie.
All three of you going to the Excelsior?
Yes, we are.
What? You're gonna have to speak up. All this driving around the airport's made me lose my hearing.
All three? There's only two of... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you hiding back there.
Hiding? Who's hiding?
I was just kidding. Did you just come into Chicago?
Yeah, something like that.
Guess you missed your flight after all, huh, kid? Going back to the Excelsior?
Yeah, fine. Anywhere.
This is my first time.
I'm thrilled for you. Do you mind? I'm not big on small talk.
Well, excuse me. I was just trying to be friendly. Nice town.
Driver?
Eh?
Do you know anything about why they have all the police at the airport?
Airport, yeah. Just heard about it on the news. Turns out a courier for the Department of Defense had his car broken into last night. Whoever did it swiped some money, papers, one of those laptop computer thingamajiggies. Guess it had a bunch of top secrets on it or something.
Department of Defense, huh?
Yeah, courier stopped to go to the can, and what do you know? Gets his car broken into. Anyway, the police are at the airports and the stations trying to snag whoever it was in case they try to get out of town. Sounds like a lost cause to me. Probably some kid looking to steal a car stereo. Bet he's scared out of his wits.
Does the conversation...
What?
Does the conversation come with the cost of the shuttle or what?
Well, the man asked me a question.
Look, pull over, will you?
What?
I changed my mind. I don't want to go back to the hotel. Just pull over and get my stuff out of the back.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry if we're talking too much.
Yeah, we're just trying to make conversation.
Nothing personal. I just want out. That's all. Excuse me.
Whoa. What's his problem?
No telling. He's awfully nervous.
Yeah. You know, I think he really was hiding back there.
Yeah. Well, you meet all types at the airport.
Sorry about that. Strange kid.
Did you bring him from the hotel? I say, did you bring him from the hotel?
Oh, sort of. Met me out front.
Well, didn't he have a flight to catch?
A flight? Oh, I don't think he knew what he was doing. Like I said, strange kid. Only had two shoulder bags, too. I was half tempted to get a cop, but hey, got a schedule to keep. Guess we'll never know, huh?
I guess not.
Huh?
I say guess not.
Yeah.
That's right, Bill. I'm in room 512, and Connie is next door in 514. No. We're going to do some sightseeing today. Then I'll come in tomorrow morning for the meetings. Right. Yes, I remember about the trip to Latin America. Well, I can make time for it as soon as I'm needed to. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Quit!
Good grief, what's wrong, Connie?
Turn on your TV, quick!
All right, but why? What's so...
The news! Look, maybe they'll show another picture.
That the break-in of the unmarked Department of Defense car was intended as a petty theft, and that suspect Greg Kelly had no idea of what he was stealing.
There he is! See the picture?
I see.
Convicted of petty theft on two previous occasions. Authorities are asking Greg Kelly, or anyone who has seen him, to call one of the numbers on top of the screen immediately. Because of the top-secret nature of the missing laptop computer, authorities fear Kelly's life may be in danger. Turning to other news...
That was him, right? I'm not seeing things.
No, you're not. In the Middle East, Greg Kelly was the young man in the van. The Arab, Israeli, and Palestinian factions agreed to meet for a summit in Bahrain.
Don't just sit there. Say something.
Cats are amazing creatures, aren't they, Gregory? So sleek and gentle. And yet when they're angry...
Look, you know me. I'm no spy. That car had a nice radio. That's what you pay me to do, right? Snatch the radios and junk. Well, the other thing looked good, so I grabbed it too. I didn't know it was some kind of top-secret military gizmo until I turned it on.
It's a laptop computer, Gregory, not a gizmo. Why didn't you come to me right away?
It was a normal heist. I was going to meet you tonight as usual.
You went to the airport.
I got scared. I didn't know what to do.
You went to the airport, Gregory. You were going to leave, weren't you?
I was scared.
Of me? But why? I've always taken good care of you, haven't I?
Yeah, but this was something different. I mean, it's hot. I've got friends in Cincinnati. I thought I could lay low for a while.
And you weren't trying to sneak out of town to sell the computer to someone else?
No. I don't know people like that. Oh, man, I wish I never touched the thing. The police are swarming all over the place.
Did anyone see you at the airport?
I never got out of the hotel van.
Which hotel?
Excalibur, Excelsior, one of those X's.
So the driver saw you.
Yeah, I guess. Him and two other people. An old man and a girl. But I got out before the van got to the hotel, and I came straight here. I'm telling you, I'm scared.
No need to be, Gregory. I'll take care of you, just like always. Come in. Ah, Pinky. Is it the right machine?
No. It's just a regular laptop.
But it's the one I got out of the car. I swear.
Are you sure it's the wrong one, Pinky?
Yes. The owner's name is engraved on the bottom. I've checked all the files on the hard disk. Boring, academic material, no military secrets.
Gregory.
I don't know what happened. That's it, I tell you. That's the one I got. And this morning it had all kinds of military technical junk on it. You gotta believe me.
You wouldn't be foolish enough to try and double-cross me, would you?
No, never. Really, please.
All right. Calm down. I believe you. Pinky, I think Gregory needs some fresh air and food. You hungry, Gregory?
Yeah, kinda.
Well, arrange for something to eat.
Eat?
Yes. Take care of Gregory, right?
Sure. Come on, Gregory.
Wait a minute. You can help me get out of Chicago, right? I can't afford to get caught. Not again.
Trust me. The police will never find you.
Thanks. You won't regret this. I mean it.
I know. Bunglers! I'm surrounded by bunglers! Oh, Sasha. It was all going to be so easy, wasn't it? Disguise Pinky as the courier, have him pick up the computer and bring it directly back here. Only he makes a pit stop and Kelly steals the computer from him. And then he grabs the wrong one out of a hotel van. Good. Sounds like a Marx Brothers movie. If I believe Kelly actually made an honest mistake. He doesn't have the brains for anything else. But the chances of there being two identical computers in the back of the same hotel van are... Still, let's see whose name is on the bottom of this one. A little chat with him might... Property of John A. Whittaker. Wit's End Odyssey. It truly is a small world. Whittaker.
Uh-oh. Who is this stranger and why does his laugh sound so familiar? We'll find out right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
How much longer do you think we'll have to wait?
I don't know. I'm sure the police are doing their best.
Do you think we'll still have time to see the Sears Tower before it closes?
Well, we'll try. I'm terribly sorry about the wait, Mr. Whittaker. Miss Kendall, I'm Special Agent Frank Phillips from an investigative unit in the Department of Defense.
So they've pulled in the special branch for this, huh?
This is very serious, Mr. Whittaker. That computer has to be found. Now, I've been reading over the statements and description of Greg Kelly you gave Detective Baker a few minutes ago.
A few hours, you mean?
Yes. As I said, I'm sorry for the wait. Normally, you would have been out of here by now, but your position, Mr. Whittaker, required an additional security check.
You had to double-check with? Why?
Mr. Whittaker knows the answer to that, I think.
Remember applesauce, Connie?
The computer program? How could I forget it? Made Wit's End go crazy. You made that for the Department of Defense?
Among others.
She knows about applesauce?
Well, nothing that would breach security.
But you destroyed applesauce.
Well, it's not the only program I've worked on, Connie.
Once an agent, always an agent, eh, Whitaker?
An agent?
No, that was a very, very long time ago. Can we get on with this, please? I don't think you've kept us here because you want to review my past.
You're right. You're still here because now that I know who you really are, I'd like to establish your connection with all this.
There is no connection beyond what I've already told you.
Come on now. A government computer gets stolen, and I'm supposed to believe that you, a man who spends a lot of time working on government computer projects, just happen to be in the same van with the suspected thief?
Look, it may sound odd, but that's what happened.
Uh-huh. Who are you working for, Mr. Whitaker?
I'm not working for anyone, Mr. Phillips. And I assure you that the account of what we've done and who we've seen since arriving in Chicago is the truth. Now, that's as much as I can do to help you find that computer.
All right. But I will be in touch again.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Can we go now?
Of course. I don't want to hold up your visit to the Sears Tower. Have a nice day.
Well, thanks for the lift, officer.
No problem.
I am going to tell you right up front that I don't like that Agent Phillips. He's too nosy.
He's just doing his job.
Maybe, but there was a point there where it almost sounded like he thought you stole that computer.
I'm sure he considers that a distinct possibility.
What? But why?
Well, when you're dealing with the kind of information that's on that computer, Connie, you have to suspect everyone, especially people who may have had access to that information.
Well, I guess that's true. But now that he, well...
knows who I am?
Yeah.
Believe me, Connie, that's not as big a deal as you think it is.
Yeah, well, it's not every day you find out your boss is a special agent.
Was, and it was a long time ago, and I don't want to talk about it.
But
may I get the door for you, ma'am?
Thank you.
Thanks. I mean it, Connie.
Okay, we won't talk about it. But do you think Phillips trusts you now?
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
Why not?
Didn't you wonder how he knew we wanted to see the Sears Tower today?
Well, I figured we said something about it.
We did. Before he came in.
Do you mean?
The office was bugged. They were listening in on our conversation while we were waiting. That's how they work.
Oh, brother. This is starting to give me the creeps.
Well, don't let it spook you. As far as I'm concerned, we've done our duty and should get on with our sightseeing.
Pardon me. You're John Whitaker and Connie Kendall, correct?
Oh, that's right.
I'm Victor Herman, the manager of this hotel. Would you be so kind as to come to my office? It's rather an emergency.
An emergency?
Yes, please, follow me. You know, in the 25 years I've been working for the Excelsior, we've only had this sort of thing happen 3 times.
What sort of thing?
An attempted break-in.
Break-in?
Not your room, Miss Kendall. Mr. Whitaker's.
Whit?
You said an attempted break-in?
Yes, it happened about an hour ago. Thelma, one of our cleaning staff, came upon the culprits just as they tried to break into your room.
Culprits? Well, there was more than one?
2 very sharply dressed professional men.
Huh.
They ran when Thelma screamed. We didn't catch them, but I put your things in the hotel safe just in case.
I see. Well, you mind if I have a look?
No, of course not. It's right over here.
I'm going up to check my stuff.
I'm positive they didn't touch your room, Miss Kendall. Our hotel detectives have already been in there.
Well, I still want to check it. Whit?
Well, I think you should, but Mr. Herman, would you please have one of your people let her in the room?
Certainly. I'll ring the boy on your floor.
I don't need anybody to let me in, Whit.
Yes, Mr. Herman?
I know, but I don't want you walking in the room by yourself.
This is unbelievable.
Life in the big city, kiddo.
Well, then I'm glad I live in Odyssey.
I know.
Thank you. The boy on that floor will meet you at the elevator, Miss Kendall.
Thanks.
Well, I'll be up in a few minutes, Connie.
Okay, Whit. They better not touch my hairdryer.
If you'll have a seat while I open the safe.
Yes, of course. Thanks. I just can't imagine what I would have that anybody would want to steal.
Here we are. I believe you'll find everything in order. Your suitcase and your computer.
Computer?
Yes, I have a laptop of my own. That's how I knew what it was. Although my carrying bag is not as nice as this one.
Is it possible?
Something wrong?
Well, I need to look at my computer. May I use your desk?
Of course.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. My identification plate is gone.
This is the computer we brought down from your room, Mr. Whitaker, I assure you.
Oh, I have no doubt of that, Mr. Herman. Could you leave me alone for just a moment, please?
Well, yes, of course. Anything you like.
No, thank you. Now, the only way to be sure is to check the programs. I don't believe it. This computer and its contents are the property of the United States Department of Defense. The stolen computer. Now, the question is, did those men put it in my room, or was it accidentally switched in the hotel van?
This is unbelievable. First we get stopped at the airport. Then we spend all morning at the police station. Now somebody tries to break into our rooms. What next?
Are you Miss Kendall?
Yeah. Hey, you're not the bellboy. You're not...
Hotel operator.
Hello? Get me the police.
Right away, sir.
Mr. Whitaker, is everything all right?
No. Will you please put this back in the safe and keep it there for me?
Yes, of course.
And I'm the only one who has access to it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Except for myself, of course.
Under any circumstances?
Sir, we treat our hotel safe like a Swiss bank.
That's good enough.
Chicago Police.
Yes, Special Agent Frank Phillips, please.
Special Agent? You're not calling the police, Mr. Whitaker.
Don't worry, Mr. Herman. We won't cause a scene.
A scene?
Agent Phillips.
John Whitaker here. You were right and you were wrong, Agent Phillips.
What are you talking about?
I wasn't involved in this case before, but I am now.
Oh?
Yes, I have the computer you're looking for.
What?
It must have been accidentally switched by the driver when Greg Kelly got out.
Where are you?
The hotel, the manager's office.
Where's the computer?
The hotel safe.
All right. Don't move, Whitaker. Stay right where you are and don't take your eyes off that safe. I'll be right there. And for heaven's sakes, don't talk to anyone. Don't even open the door. You could be in great danger.
Danger? Connie.
I take it you don't work for the hotel.
Huh.
Well, you didn't have to drag me to a different elevator, you know. The one I came up in also goes down.
Too many people.
Well, just out of curiosity, where does this elevator take us to?
Parking garage.
Oh.
Relax. Everything will be all right. No one wants to hurt you.
Yeah, well, you just better watch it, bub, because I know John Avery Whitaker.
What a coincidence. So do I.
Huh? Who said that?
I did. Hello, Miss Kendall.
You!
Yes, Dr. Regis Blackett, at your service.